750. We can't do it without you.
With your gift, you'll be impacting lives for Christ.
At 770-781-9150.
It is a Partners Week. This week, we are just starting day one. It's the beginning.
Or is it the end?
Or it's no. It's not quite to Friday just yet. So we still have time, but you know, this is the time that you can say, hey, how can I sow into this? How can I move forward into this radio ministry and what they are doing? We've done a lot in the past, but we can't look at the past, Ray. We got to look in the future, right?
Well, we are moving forward. That's one of the things we've talked about. You know, when you, I don't think about it until I thought about it in this context, but, you know, I love to look every year and to look at the numbers, you know, the Hebrew numbers. And it's by default, that means that you're never looking back. You're always going forward because you're trying to see what God is doing, because he may be using things from the past, maybe restoring, redeeming, and all that kind of stuff. But there's always purpose and direction. There's always somewhere he's doing and something that's going on. There's always a vision that he's taking you towards. You know, it's one of those unusual things in life is where there's almost like this line that's drawn so clear when you know when something's God and when it's the accuser, because the accuser, he just wants you to look back. He wants you to be looked at every negative, every failure, everything you've done. He wants you to wallow and die there. Yeah. But God doesn't. He'll show you back just to take your eyes on the cross and say, so that's what I did there. I took care of that. So let's go together now and walk. And this, you know, this Feast of Tabernacles, this represents that time. This is your walk with God on a daily basis, and it's paving the way for how you'll spend eternity with him, how the interaction and the intimacy you're going to have with him. So when we talk about Victory Partner Days right now, we're looking towards the future. And as I said earlier, for me this year, I feel like I've prayed and prayed and just double and triple and quadruple ask God, so what's really your heart for the year? And normally it's something that Pastor Don would say would be, well, souls, you know, because that's pretty much his answer. So I usually hear it from him, and so, right. You know, I was expecting something different from God. I was just, because, well, got Don for that.
So you really said somehow souls are the heart of God.
Imagine that.
Something about he would come and seek that which was lost and pay the ultimate price.
It's very hard. But, you know, there are seasons that come, you know, and just like we have, just like this, you know, you have these times, revival times and moments. And, you know, there's a whole book of Numbers, okay, in the Bible. So, you know, he's kind of into them. So he has these plans. And even before, you know, before Jacob was born, you know, God was telling Abraham, so in 400 years, this is going to happen, go in here and do it. You know, before Joseph was, you know, all of that, it was still in the pattern that God was going to do. So when God burdens your heart for something, you know, that generally means, you know, you have stepped into time now. And yeah, all of this was good before, but right now, that means I'm going to make a way where there was no way before. So, meaning, if you've been lacked courage, this is the year he's going to give you courage. Oof. You know, all you have to do is step into the place where he is, and you have all the things that you lack because they're now yours. Oof. And that's what this year is all about. So I'm pumped about moving forward.
Yeah, moving forward and enjoying what's around us, you know, stopping to see the beauty. Somebody today, you've been caught up in a whole lot of junk, but God's using this station to remind you that there's a lot of beauty around you, that God's doing some amazing things, that he is moving you forward.
Yeah, there's no reason to be afraid. I promise, no matter how crazy the media gets or what they say or what they do, you know, they truly have there ever been a time where they actually knew what they were saying or doing? They really haven't. So why assume that? Why not allow God to remind you again? The whole world is his, everything, and he's got it. And if you will just get into middle of his plan, regardless of what happens in the world, you know, he will take it in a great way, and he'll show you how to pray and who to pray for and how to, all the things, because you don't want to just be some, in the same way we say this a lot about the radio station, you don't want to just be a listener. Don't get trapped in this, I'm a consumer. You know, whatever you're going to do, go ahead, give all your heart to it and engage in it. If you're going to, I mean, I kind of think that's what he said in Revelation, you know, be hot, be cold, but don't get stuck in the middle. Mm-hmm. Don't settle. If you're going to pursue, pursue. So this is Victory Partner Days. So this is the time we say, if you're settling, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Call in. Begin to give. Begin to sow into what God is doing. And don't just think I'm just going to receive this little signal going, it's just going to swirl around me and I'll get a good song every now and then. Why not participate in it? Why not be one of the ones that you can say going forward, you know, I am going to win some of those million souls. Mm-hmm. This is going to be part of my calling. My church is going to do this, and this group, and this is going to be who God's going to know that I'm in the midst here with him. I'm running after him. And so then every song, every teaching, every word spoken against the fill and meet those needs.
Mm-hmm.